This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. We are back with Elliot Hamilton, and we are discussing exactly why it is that these far-left groups like to basically express the most virulent anti-Semitism while claiming that it's not anti-Semitism, it's just anti-Zionism. We were talking with Elliot Hamilton, staff writer for the Daily Wire. Let's continue on. I'm, like, anxious. I'm biting my teeth. I'm biting my nails so we can figure out what it is, why it is that these leftists are such utter hypocrites. And just, let's keep going with the thought that we were on before.
So what I was saying, of course, was that there's this big narrative that is being promulgated by the left, and in some cases, depending on the right, on the, like, the farthest aspects of the alt-right as well, that Israel is occupying some land, some state that never existed in the history of ever. I mean, that's the basic premise. Right. And they say, but because of that, it is not a legitimate state. It was built on the backs and by the blood of innocent indigenous people. Also nonsensical, because the Arab people originated from Arabia, and they migrated all amongst the Middle East, the modern day Middle East, not long after Muhammad passed away and the Umayyad dynasty started spreading outward into the lands of Judea, to Assyria, to Mesopotamia, and also to Northern Africa. So That's the general gist of what had happened, but there were Arabs who definitely lived in the land of Judea, what people call Palestine, beforehand. But there weren't, not at levels that were as astronomical as most people would probably claim. But beyond that, one of the reasons why this colonial narrative is so popular amongst the left is that it goes straight to cultural Marxism. When it goes away from the proletariat versus the bourgeoisie, it moved and changed the rhetoric to having it being oppressed versus oppressor. And once they made that switch, it was a lot easier for the cultural Marxists to start labeling people and identity groups and various other things as being oppressed and oppressor by giving a certain amount of criteria. So
right.
we all know the whole question of white people, like straight white people are oppressing everybody else, and patriarchy and this and that. That's all due to the Frankfurt School of Thought. This is all cultural Marxism, and it has since been embedded into academia on the left, but it also has infested the brain cells of the Democratic Party.
When these people say that they're not being anti-Semitic, that they're only anti-Zionist, well, Zionism is basically just the right of the Jewish people to have self-determination. And what they're basically saying is that when they say that they're anti-Zionist, is that they don't believe that. When they scream things like, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, at their college marches, at these March for Women's, women's marches, at the Dyke March, when they show their support for the Palestinian territories, what they're basically doing is accepting that narrative and basically displaying some very, very virulent anti-Semitism, and when in fact they're really, you know, they're denying their entire narrative that they support oppressed people, that they support all oppressed people everywhere, because first of all it negates the entire history of the State of Israel, and second of all, any look at the population of the Jewish population in the world, you can see that, you know, if there's a genocide going on, it's certainly not the Jews committing the genocide.
I mean, it's been that way for a very, very long time. If you want to go, if you look to at least the Bible, the stories of the Bible, you'll hear the stories of Yeshua going right through to the Promised Land not long after Moshe died, and fighting off the people who were living in the land that God had given them since the days of Abraham. So you'll see instances in, like, biblical history that, of course, the Jews were fighting back, ended up fighting those who had been in that land that God had given them in reconstituting a the Jewish kingdom at the time. And then you had King David and King Solomon and all the great kings of old before the Babylonians screwed everything up and the like. So you'll see from the left is that the left tends to hate religion and looks and mocks the Bible, but then says, "Oh, look when the Jews did this during biblical times." So there's a dissonance there. But in terms of what the Jewish people have been doing ever since the diaspora started coming about after the Romans sacked the temple and kicked the Jews out of Judea, do we really see the Jews maintaining any centralized power by themselves, having an opportunity to really impose their religion on anybody else? No. And have they done that with the state of Israel? No. Are there aspects within Israeli society that are centered similarly along Jewish customs that come from, that are emanated from the text? Of course. And there's 120 people in the Knesset. The weeks are from Sunday to Thursday, and then they observe the Sabbath as the weekend. You see those type of things, but there isn't Jewish law superimposed into Israeli society on every single Israeli citizen.
So basically, people of all walks of life are accepted in Israel. Now, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Elliot Hamilton.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for ISIS.
You have come up to the wrong booth, boy. We are recruiting for CARE, an Islamic peace group. What does this look like to you? Some sort of gay pride parade?
I understand your oppression. I'm an ally.
Boy, get out of here before I decapitate you on camera. Peacefully, of course. This is a Muslim-only safe space.
I am a Muslim. I converted yesterday. I'm a genderqueer Muslim, okay? I would do anything. And I mean anything.
You would do anything now, would you? Okay, right this way.
Oh, goody.
Ahmed, we have a live one. Get the device.
Ooh, I like devices.
Okay, now take off your shirt for a moment.
Ooh, my God.
All right, strap it on like this.
Strap it.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ooh, like that tickles.
Ahmed, activate the device.
Ooh, is this a vibrating device?
Okay, my gay friend. You see that elementary school over there?
Yes, of course. There's kids playing and dancing and laughing and frolicking with joy.
Yes. Now go over there. Walk into the middle of the school. Throw your arms out into the air like you just made sweet love to Aisha and scream, Allahu Akbar!
Wait a minute, that seems a little strange.
Now, you did say you would do anything to help liberate the oppressed Muslim race, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, this is what needs to be done. It's totally safe. Go for it.
Well, okay. Allahu Akbar, kids!
Idiots.
Yep, that is just about how dumb these liberals are. You know, groups like Gays for Palestine. We'll be right back from a word from our sponsors.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Salutations. We are back with Elliot Hamilton, staff writer from the Daily Wire. You are, of course, tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I'm your host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. Now, we were talking a little bit about Israel and why everybody hates Israel so much. Why on earth does everybody hate the Jews so much? Are they this awful, terrible theocracy where religion is imposed on people? Let's talk to Elliot about this.
The Jewish people aren't known, and they haven't been known for millennia, of being this imposing group of people trying to impose their religion on everybody else. That's historically been what the Christians have done. That's what the Muslims had been doing, specifically after Muhammad died. And then in modern day Islam, you see the Islamists trying to impose their wacky, fascistic, Sharia-imposed society in places like in Afghanistan with the Taliban, Islamic State in Syria and in Iraq, and other places.
Well, part of being Jewish is the great debate. It's the actual going in there and figuring it out and learning God. But you know what really bugs me? It really bugs me that leftists like to use Jews when it's convenient for them. They say, oh, Trump is Hitler, as if, you know, as they have a problem with socialists. But whenever they have an opportunity to exude true equality and to actually, you know, maybe, you know, support the underdog, they never seem to follow through. You know, they love the hammer and sickle flag. They love the flying an American hijab flag. They love the Che shirts. They love the Palestinian flags. Star of David, that's offensive. We need to go to our safe rooms.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately where it comes down to. When you're so open-minded that your brain falls out of your cornea, then oftentimes you tend to think that those who are actually exuding tolerance in Judeo-Christian society, even though it has its values, it has some values that we just do not let go of, but we are classically liberal in the sense that that as long as you are a good moral person, I don't care how you identify, I don't care what you believe, as long as you treat me with the same respect that I'm giving you and you don't tread on me, as long as I don't tread on you. That is a basic fundamental Judeo-Christian value.
Right.
However, when you have people waving the hammer and the sickle, which is a symbol for mass extermination and people who don't agree with you or don't want to stand by these dystopian views of how to create the nation state, yeah, then you start realizing that a lot of these people are just talking nonsense and that those who are trying desperately to hold on to our values are trying to make sense and trying to make our thoughts public and trying to get our ideas heard. But unfortunately, the fascists on the left tend to have this propensity to want to silence us because the moment we start giving people ideas of freedom, they're more likely to oppose these tyrannical views that they wish to impose on us. That's the fight. That's the cultural fight that we're facing right now. And a lot of this ground zero nonsense comes on the debate regarding the Jewish people and the state of Israel. And it just goes back full circle that the extremes on the far right and the far left tend to horseshoe together in their love for hating the Jews.
I think you're absolutely right. This definitely needs to change. We are here with Elliot Hamilton. Elliot, the Fighting Jew Hamilton, Daily Wire staff writer. I am going to go lament during the next break about the death of rainbows. I want to thank you so much, Elliot, for coming on the show. We'll definitely have you back.
Thank you.
Kevin Jackson's suicide hotline for liberals. How may I help you?
I'm going to end it now. I'm in my bathtub, holding a toaster. I wanted to be a part of the Black Lives Matter resistance to fight the fascism of Donald Trump. But when I was setting a cop car on fire, that fascist cop pepper sprayed me.
Oh my God, that sounds awful.
No, that's not the worst part. The pepper spray hurt so much that I screamed out for my mommy. And someone put it on YouTube and it went viral. Now I'm that guy that screamed out for his mommy. Everybody's making fun of me. And everybody hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna do it now.
I want you to listen to me very carefully. Don't do this, all right? You don't have to do it like this. There is a better way. Here's what I want you to do. Carefully put down the toaster. Get out of the bathtub. Dry off. Okay, take a deep breath. And once you've calmed down completely, drive to the Empire State Building, light your own car on fire, climb up to the top, and do a belly flop into your burning car, you pansy-ass snowflake. Nothing screams moral commitment like doing a belly flop into a burning car, you phony. A toaster oven in the bathtub? Could you get any more cliche?
What kind of suicide hotline is this?
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves and it's totally racist and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery. And it's
institutional racism and white supremacy?
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims need not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
Are you a proud social justice warrior? Do you believe that the so-called facts of reality are nothing more than racist, irrelevant social constructs perpetuated by white supremacy? If you answered yes to both of these questions, you must boycott the disgruntled millennial. The disgruntled millennial threatens the very existence of humanity. He espouses dangerous ideas like small government, school choice, property rights, and worst of all, he shoots guns. He's practically Hitler. You must act now. Conservatives are becoming more and more emboldened to make their own life decisions. We can't let that happen. So whether you're drawing on coloring books in your safe space or setting police cars on fire, always remember to hashtag boycott the DM. That's boycott the DM. Boycott the DM. Boycotts work.
Yep, that's right. The disgruntled millennial is practically Hitler because he believes in the Second Amendment. Oh, liberals are so funny. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Salutations, you are tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course I am subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson while he's out and in New York, basically triggering all the lefties. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial. I always broadcast to you, not live from my safe space down here in Northern Florida, where I'm always free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy, but today I happen to be broadcasting to you live from the same place, from my bunker, where I'm always free from microaggressions. It's crazy. So many microaggressions out there. So many little ways that people just, you know, they just microaggress you. You know, if someone looks at you cross-eyed, that's a microaggression. Anyway, Stevie Wonder, I'm sure you've heard this by now. Stevie Wonder has basically come out full on condemning Black Lives Matter. Oh, wait, no. I'm just kidding. No, actually, he just said, you know, what we all know to be true, basic common sense, that statistics don't really lie, black-on-black crime is a thing, and that people who claim that Black Lives Matter can't go around saying that the statistics that say that black-on-black crime is a real thing, that it's just a trope to demonize black people. And the great Kevin Jackson was invited onto Fox News. He was invited onto Tucker Carlson, where he basically did exactly what he does whenever he goes anywhere, which is drop a nuclear bomb of common sense on a crazy, crazy world that I swear, when these leftists describe what's going on in the world, how can you not see them as just a bunch of liars? How can you not see them as just a bunch of liars? The statistics don't lie, and neither does my friend Kevin Jackson. Now, he gets a lot of flack for his whole point of view on these subjects, but every single time he shows up, I forget the name of that lady who he's always debating on there, but she sucks. She really sucks. I mean, I'm sure Kevin Jackson has a nice rapport with him. He's got a nice rapport with everyone. He's got a very, very happy-go-lucky kind of attitude. I'm a little bit more of the gritty, angry type, you know. But I think he treats her with way too much respect than she deserves. Because the stuff that she's saying, I mean, she's flat-out lying. She's flat out lying. If she's not lying to herself, she's lying to you. Just like Black Lives Matter, just like the Women's March, just like all the left, just like CNN, as we discussed earlier, they're just lying to you. They are lying to you. If you're one of these people, if you're one of these white people, these white allies, or one of these black folks who listens to the CNN and just gets all upset about white supremacy, you're a boob. A boob. You have been lied to. You have been screwed. You have not been given a rational and truthful view of reality. Now, fortunately, we have guys like Kevin Jackson who are all over the place, who don't buy into the narrative, who don't buy into the BS, and who look at the situation for what it actually is. Is that a basically leftist musician, genius, if you ask me. I love Stevie Wonder. Everybody loves Stevie Wonder. Who doesn't love Stevie Wonder? The only people who don't love Stevie Wonder are the leftists when he goes out there speaking just a little bit of truth, which just happens to criticize the Black Lives Matter movement. He's not saying black lives don't matter. No one says that. No one says black lives don't matter. But if you say all lives matter to one of these Black Lives Matter people, you might as well say that black lives don't matter. You might as well be saying that to them. That's what they hear. You say one thing, they hear another thing.
Stevie Wonder is not that impressed by the Black Lives Matter movement. While speaking at an anti-gun violence event in North Minneapolis last week, musical icon said this.
It is in your hands to stop all the killing and all the shooting, wherever it might be. Because you cannot say Black Lives Matter and then kill yourselves. We mattered long before it was said. But the way we show that we matter, the way that we show all the various people of color matter, is by loving each other and doing something about it, not just talking about it.
Does Stevie Wonder have a point? Jamila Bey is a radio show host and a supporter of Black Lives Matter. Kevin Jackson, also a radio show host, as well as an author and critical. They both join us tonight. Jamila, first to you. So if Stevie Wonder is a traitor to the civil rights movement, then I give up.
Well, don't give up just yet. I don't think, number one, Stevie Wonder is a musical genius. He's a wonderful guy, a great musician. I just don't think his point hit home. I don't think anybody's saying that, you know, black lives don't matter, that it's okay to kill other black people, that the folks who have the money to show up to a Stevie Wonder event are those who he would be talking to. I think that this is just rhetoric that you hear sometimes that's just not true.
Oh, my God. Listen to this lady. This is almost too delicious to fathom. This lady, who clearly has grown up with Stevie Wonder as being the musical icon that he is, you know, paving the way for black musicians just across generations and generations. And here now she's saying, oh, well, you know, just the rich whitey who goes to his concerts. That's who he's talking to. He's just pandering to rich whitey. He probably doesn't mean that. This is too funny. Okay, play the clip.
Well, here's the part that struck me as true, and I don't weigh in this much, but I mean, there's no excuse for police brutality or unjustified shootings.
Mm-hmm.
But by the numbers, people are much more likely in every community to be killed by someone within their community than they are by a cop. So, like, this seems like a fair point to me.
Are you talking about, like, white-on-white crime?
Yeah, or whatever. I mean, yeah. Like, you can't be against just certain kinds of violence. You should be against all kinds of violence.
Of course you should. And of course, the Black Lives Matter movement quickly comes back to, well, you know, the Mexicans kill Mexicans, Puerto Ricans kill Puerto Ricans, white kills kill whites. That's true. But blacks still kill more people, as a higher number, as a percentage. We kill more blacks within our own culture, number one. And number two, per capita, we kill more black people than white people kill when you look at the percentage of the population. So, again, to Stevie's point, you can't be talking about, you know, Black Lives Matter and trying to gain sympathy for a cause when you're killing each other in those record numbers, and when, unfortunately, something like it's roughly 6% of the people, the young black thugs, are killing almost 50% of the people in the country as well.
That seems like the truth.
It is. I completely agree. I mean, these numbers are fact. The point is that I think Stevie misspoke. He also came
by
out
by telling the truth.
No.
He's made that terrible mistake.
No. He didn't misspeak by telling the truth. The point is that, you know, and Kevin, you make a very good point. Look, crime is bad. Black crime, if we're only looking at black crime and not talking about...
I'm sorry, just break that for a minute. Just listening to this lady, I mean, I swear, you could... She's like 7 years old, listening to her first Stevie Wonder record, and she still hopes that she's going to get that autograph. That is what she's doing right now. She's like, doesn't even know what to think. She doesn't even know how to feel. She doesn't know how to feel to the point where she's actually giving Kevin the credit that he deserves for bringing up a fact that will get you kicked out of places. This will get this kind of rhetoric, the stuff that Kevin is saying right now, this is the kind of stuff that people riot over. This is the kind of stuff that people in Baltimore rioted over. Listening to her flounder around and scurry around trying to figure out the words so that she still might get that autograph one day. She doesn't want to offend Stevie Wonder too much, but she just knows that this just doesn't make sense to her. This is making her head spin. It's making her head explode.
Talking about white crime for the moment of this conversation, you know, we have to get a handle on all violence. We have to talk about how to make it so that it's more lucrative to go and get a job. Let's make jobs available so that it's not more advantageous to gangbang and be in a gang.
I agree, but I think we're missing the point, Jamila, that what Stevie is, he's making a point. Look, this is a guy who's been forced not to look at color his entire life.
Literally.
I mean, literally, he doesn't. And he's looking at the content of character, and he's warning blacks. You can't go out and advocate that we've got a special thing that allows us to say Black Lives Matter, but be mad at people that say all lives matter and try to split hairs on what that means, almost making that sound racist, when in fact, you're out killing people in droves. And I think the bigger point, honestly, Tucker, is that Stevie Wonder got a lot of grief over this and backtracked on that comment, the same way Cosby backtracked on sagging and other, you know, things that happen in the black community. When you speak out like this, you catch a lot of grief. And that's why a lot of blacks who feel identically about what we're talking about here won't speak out. Black lives do matter. All lives matter. But if you can't stop killing yourself, it's kind of tough to make a point.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like... Well, let me just get right to the heart of the question. Mm-hmm. If you write a song...
Did your Obama phone shut off? And you just can't build up the courage to throw it away? Or even to get out of bed? Well, then you need Obama Butt Balm. Guaranteed to relieve even the most butthurt, pansy beta male tushy rash in your entire gender studies department. For a risk-free sample, just dial 1-800-BUTT-HURT. And always remember, apply Obama Butt Balm liberally.
Until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Putting an end
to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Greetings and salutations. You are, of course, tuning into the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and I am your guest host for the day, Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, broadcasting to you live from my safe space down here in northern Florida, where I am free from your bigotry, racism, hatred, microaggressions, and patriarchy. Something really disgusting is going on. I just can't believe the left just keeps on imploding and just keeps on getting more and more out of touch with reality. Now, of course, I come on here oftentimes, I stand up and I speak against government intervention, cronyism, big government regulations, big government programs, programs like PBS, Sesame Street. Sesame Street was a staple of my childhood. It was a staple of almost every kid's childhood, especially kids from my generation that grew up in the early 1980s. You know, Sesame Street was pretty much the only cartoon that you could watch every day. And what's happened to Sesame Street is just despicable. It's just gross. They become an arm of the left wing of the Democrats. And they're basically shilling for all things left-wing, all things Marxism. It's really, really disgusting because, you know, kids are very trusting, and they trust Sesame Street. Now, these days, Sesame Street has turned into basically another brainwashing mechanism for our children in order to get the children to basically accept social and cultural Marxism as sort of the norm. Now, Elmo, tickle me Elmo, ooh, you know, Elmo, one of the staples of Sesame Street has been for decades. They are using Elmo now to sell the idea of refugees to children. Of course, the leftists like to go out there and they say, oh, if you don't support the refugee program, if you support Trump's travel ban, well, then you just hate children. You hate suffering children. You want children around the world to suffer. You want them to die. Now, PBS, the public broadcasting network, publicly funded TV and radio, which I think is a bad idea. I think it's a horrible idea. I think the place should be disbanded. I think it should be disbanded. And before I say this, I am going to say that I want everyone to leave the building first, but that place should be burnt to the ground. No human casualties. Don't jump down my throat. Oh, Brett wants every PBS employee to burn alive. That's what they're going to say. But no, I'm saying, figuratively speaking, the entire organization needs to be burnt to the ground. It does. Because it's become a shill for the Democrats. It's become a shill for the left. And the left has become a shill for basically everything that is anti-American, anti-Western. Now, PBS is perfectly fine using Elmo, a kid's doll, to sell the idea of refugees to other American children, to indoctrinate a brand new generation of kids who are going to be sympathetic and tolerant of the idea of open borders. They are going to be tolerant and sympathetic to the idea of Sharia law, multiculturalism. And they don't even know, these kids don't even know that they are being brainwashed into supporting their own destruction, into supporting the demolishment of their future. They don't know that they are going to be the ones paying for all this. They don't know that it's their societies and their groups that are going to have to pay the price. I mean, of course, they don't even mention Sharia law. They don't even mention why these kids are refugees in the first place. You say, oh, half of the Syrian refugees, they're innocent children who deserve the right to an education. I agree. I think they all deserve the right to an education. But they're trying to pin the tail on the donkey. They're trying to pin the tail on Donald Trump. When we know for a fact that the reason that these children are going to go without health care, the reason these children are going to go without education, the reason these children's lives are destroyed, the reason these children have to flee their homeland in the first place so they can go to another country where they don't even speak the language and they're going to have to struggle through all sorts of different things. You know, the only reason that they are going through this is because of Sharia law. Sharia law. Muslim rules. Muslim theocracies. Places in the world where you can get decapitated if you're gay. Where you can get decapitated if you are an apostate. Where you can get stoned to death if you show a little bit of skin and you're a woman. But no, PBS doesn't want to talk about this. They want to talk about how the children are just so cute and adorable and innocent. It's funny how the left likes to talk about innocent children and then go out and support abortion and support hormone replacement therapy for nine-year-olds. It's really rich hearing liberals talk about the children. Same thing with global warming. Oh, we have to do it for the children of the future. We have to save the world for the children of the future, the next generation. They don't care about children. They don't care about the future. They care about posturing. They care about moral posturing. Virtue signaling. Peacocking. That's what they care about. You really care about children? Pin the tail on the real donkey. Sharia law. Islamism. Places in the world that don't encompass and express Western values. Places in the world that actually hate and despise Western values. You see, to them, the values of the country where these kids are from is totally removed from the fact that these kids are suffering. No, it's white supremacy. It's Trump's travel ban. Of course, they're not going to say that out loud. But they're going to insinuate it over and over and over again to these kids. Until the one day when they actually reach high school or college and they get put in one of these classes, one of these feminist classes or sociology classes or gender studies classes, and then they finally read from the textbook, this is all because of white supremacy. They will have been prepped, primed, groomed, and ready to go. Ready to go. Ready to be good old leftists. And when I say old, I mean yes, because they are going to grow up like this. Okay, play the Sesame Street clip.
Welcome. Thank you for being with us.
Oh, well, thank you for having me, Elmo. Hi, everybody.
Elmo, can I just start by asking you, because I know you went to visit a refugee camp in Jordan, right?
Yes.
Back in February?
Yes.
What was it like?
It was really wonderful. Oh, Elmo and Miss Shelley went to Jordan together.
We did.
And it was really wonderful because Elmo got to meet a lot of new friends.
A lot of new friends. And did you find that the Syrian little girls and little boys were a lot like your friends here in America?
Yeah, they really were. It was very interesting because they like to play and learn.
Right.
Just like Elmo and all of his friends at Sesame Street.
And they loved Elmo. They loved meeting Elmo.
It was a really good time.
Well, you're pretty lovable, Elmo. I mean, Sherry, tell us a little bit more about this project. Why is this important and what are you trying to do here?
Well, Sesame's had a long history at looking at issues from a child's perspective. And given the staggering number of children who are displaced today, we knew this was an area where we really had to try to do something to help. And we knew we couldn't do it alone. I mean, we are great at reaching children with quality early educational content. We know how many of these children have left behind any opportunity for early education. So that led us to the IRC, because after a lot of sort of due diligence and talking to a number of great organizations who work in this space, we really determined that the IRC was the ideal complement to Sesame, given their experience, their infrastructure, their focus on education as well in terms of reaching displaced children and families. And we felt like if we were hand in glove with the IRC, they could help us reach these children, and we could help create engaging educational content that could make a difference.
And just a reminder to our Facebook users who are watching this live, start sending in your questions. David, tell us, what was your response when you first heard about this idea from Sesame Street, and what is the importance when you're looking at this larger picture of this catastrophe with displacement?
Look at us all. We're all smiling. Whenever Elmo and his friends, we get a chance to see them, we smile.
Yeah.
It's the same for the children that we serve around the world. You know there's a global refugee and displacement crisis. 25 million refugees, 40 million more people inside their own countries displaced by war and persecution. And half of that total is children. These are children who don't just lose their homes, they lose their childhood, really. They lose their chance of an education, of the kind of nurture and support that many people would take for granted. And I think that Sesame's inspiration of bringing to poor kids in America the assumptions of middle-class kids was something that we wanted to take globally. Let's take the assumptions of the global middle class and take them to some of the most vulnerable kids in the world. And the fact that Sesame takes so seriously measuring their impact, doing quality programming, reaching children in a way that really speaks to their needs, made us think that this wasn't just a nice to have. It could be a real lifeline for kids who frankly suffered the most unspeakable trauma as a result of war. And
Oh, funny. Unspeakable trauma, huh? When in one little shred of that clip did they pin the tail on the donkey? Did they even mention Sharia law or Islamism? This is why you can't trust PBS. You can't trust CNN. You know who you can trust? Us at Kevin Jackson Radio. We're not going to lie to you.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.